The Crows, well, they had their review yesterday after their shock 3-point loss in Melbourne. They're on a 4-day break. We're lucky enough to speak to our next guest, co-captain Patrick Dangerfield. Patty, how are you?
G'day, lad. Thanks for having me.
Are you still in that moon boot, Patty?
Yeah, I'm really. Yeah. In it for a few days. So just take the pressure off the ankle, just give it a bit of a rest, so the bye's come at a good time.
So is it the same ankle that you got it tangled up with Grundy at the Sydney game?
Yeah, I tweaked it a few weeks ago, as you said, and then stepped on Jack Grimes' foot in the third quarter and didn't get any better, unfortunately. So sometimes the best course of action. I mean, we're lucky this week that I can just put it in the boot and hopefully it'll give it a bit of time to rest and then get ready to fire against Collingwood.
So there's no doubt for you for Collingwood, is there?
Well, I wouldn't have thought so. We've still got a bit of training to get through before then, but I'll see the doctor against Saturday morning, but hopefully it'll be fine by then. I don't like to miss games, so I think I'll be fine.
No one misses games with ankles, least of all you, Paddy D, you big tough bloke, but just then you didn't fill me with confidence then.
So no, you should be confident.
There is some doubt.
No, I don't think so. I think I'll be right to go. I'm very confident that it's fine. And they take a little bit of time to get right early on, but they come good very quickly after that. If we were playing this week, I would have been a bit worried. But given the fact that we've got the extra break, I'm very confident that lacing up the boots for the boys on Thursday night.
Patrick, you're the sort of rooster that thrives on that competition and that body contact. Are you confident that the body can go through a full season the way you're playing at the moment? Not an idea to maybe push you forward for a week or two just to take that constant thumping out of it for a while?
No, I don't think so. It's something, we have to be good at the contested ball if we're going to win games of footy. So if you're in the midfield, you need to be able to do that. And that's something that I really enjoy. And hopefully I'll spend less time up forward because the big Texan will be back next week. So I don't think it'll be an issue. I'm looking forward to continuing, I suppose, playing the way I'm playing.
You're schooling somebody to take to alleviate all that burden from you. I mean, it's great that you do it and we love watching you do it. It's so important for the team that you continue to do it. But you probably need some blokes to chip in and spread the workload a little. Who's the emerging hard nut winners?
I think Brad and Matt Crouch are going to be two players that will play for 10 years in our midfield. They'll fight each other and, more importantly, they'll fight the opposition. Those two I've been incredibly impressed with. I mean, particularly Matt, because obviously Brad's not playing at the moment, but this is a kid that's 19 years of age and he's playing league football. his future is scary, really.
Paddy, you're a leader at the club. What's wrong?
Yeah, it was certainly a dog of a day, Rowie, and certainly one that I won't look back on with much fondness. So, an incredibly disappointing first half. I mean, that some of the worst footy that we've played, and it's not something that we didn't actually speak about before the game. We spoke about Melbourne's use of their plus one behind the play and how we need to combat that. Sando spoke about that with us, but our ability to actually implement style rather than the coaches having to come down at quarter time or half time and say, hey boys, you're not doing what we've spoken about. We're going away from what we've spoken about and what works, because we know it works when we execute it and we review it on Monday. We can see that it works, we're just not doing it for long enough periods of time.
So players are not listening or they don't understand. Are there players, do you believe, that are confused with their role?
No, I certainly don't think so. I mean,
well, then they're not listening.
I did hear Daniel yesterday.
Yeah,
I think some of it does come back to your confidence during a game. But a lot of young players, and that's certainly not an excuse. But sometimes, if you do make a mistake, you really have to put that at the back of your mind and not worry about it the next time. And not think, geez, the next time I'm going to get the ball, I'm just going to kick it long because I don't want to let the boys down. I don't want to kick it short and possibly turn the ball over. So it's playing with an element of risk as well at the same time, I think.
Paddy, we had Sando on, and he reckons too many players are worrying about their own backyard, not worrying about the team's backyard. Why aren't you playing as a team and for each other with spirit? You do it at times, but man.
Yeah, it's a hard one. I mean, you want to play well for yourself and play your role within the team, because if you do play to the best of your ability, it's playing your role within the team. But sometimes, I suppose, when you're not playing your best footy, you can just go back into your shell and think, okay, right, for the next 5 minutes, I'm just going to do what I do best, so whatever that is, and hopefully that'll help the team in the best way. But it's a really tough one to answer, because at the moment, we're just having real poor patches of form for long periods of the game. And our fans, who have been incredibly loyal for the first seven games, certainly deserve more than that.
Now, hit me in the head here, if you like, and it might sound like a dumb question, but you're not playing like a team that likes each other. Now, I know the teams I played with, when I loved them, we played ripping team footy. And there were teams I played with where there was a little bit of angst and we didn't like a lot of each other and we played crap footy. Do you like each other?
We certainly like each other and we love playing with each other. But at the moment, what's so disappointing is we're not implementing the things that we speak about, the things that we train for during the most important time of the week, which is the 2 hours on the weekend, when that's what everything that we do is judged upon. And that's the thing that we as players can just get frustrated with. Like, why aren't we doing that? Why aren't we doing everything that we've spoken about, that Sando's spoken to us about, we've spoken to each other about? That can be a really hard thing to, I suppose, dissect once we review the game.
Patrick, I think the thing that Roey's trying to drill down on is this is a player issue, not a coaching issue. So the game style is not in doubt and in question for the playing group. The clarity of the message is okay. The issue is about the player's ability to implement it come the stress of game day.
Absolutely, and that's something we're just not doing well enough at the moment. You make a mistake, that's fine. Let's just get on with it and worry about the next contest, winning the next contest.
Yep.
And we're simply not starting well enough at the moment either, and I know that's something that you guys have addressed throughout yesterday and today, but we're behind the eight ball from the beginning. We need to play with the same desperation that we showed in the last quarter, in the first quarter, and that's not just aimlessly kicking the ball forward, which is not what I'm saying we did in the last quarter, but we played with a real, if it's not now, it's never. We have to win the game now.
Yep.
We need to show that desperation in defence, in attack, in the first quarter.
And it can't be left to a few. I mean, you can't just be P. Dangerfield, R. Sloan that's flying the flag all the time. You're needing others to pick up the slack. Is the team capable of doing that, Patrick? Have you got the quality of cattle on the park? We know about your injury list, and we've seen it, and we've heard it, and we've read it. You got the quality of player there. Is that in question?
No, we have the quality of players there to do it. There's no doubt. I get sick of hearing about the injuries. We can't do anything about the injuries.
Yep.
They're there. So we have players that have the ability to do it without a doubt. We're just not getting enough of us contributing in the way that we want. And when we do, we play some ripping footy. We've played some outstanding footy against some really good quality opposition. We've played some great footy against Geelong. But at the moment, it's for 10 minutes. It's for 15 minutes. And I don't care who the opposition is. If it's for that amount of time, you just will not win games of footy.
You're making a really good point, and just correct me if I'm wrong. You sound like you're capable, you think, and the team thinks, it is capable of beating anybody on the day. You don't think you're a middle-of-the-road team that can beat the bottom half, but I can't beat the Hawthorns, Geelongs. You speak like that no game is unwinnable for you.
No, and I honestly don't think it is. I think we have a great opportunity coming up against a side like Collingwood on Thursday, who we haven't beaten for quite a long time, certainly since I've been at the footy club. And there's no bigger stage. It's Thursday night. The match is nearing a sellout. The time is now to stand up for us.
You set up to play a certain way at the starts of games, and then when challenged or you're behind and that real competitive spirit comes out in the group, you naturally play another way, and it's a more attacking, contested ball, taking the game on with speed way. And I think that's in your DNA, this team. So at the starts, are you too defensive and structured in your mindset, Paddy? And maybe that's the confusion.
No, I don't think so. I mean, I think you get to the last quarter and you think, righto, we have to just do everything. Don't worry. You're almost mentally thinking, don't worry about mistakes. Let's just attack. And a lot of what we did in the last quarter really is our game plan. I mean, some of it is just desperation. Yep, just hack it forward at any cost. But certainly a lot of it is the way that we actually want to play. It's not just mindless attack because we have to, because the game has got 15 minutes left and we're 10 points behind. A lot of it is what we've actually spoken about. But what we need in those the early stages of the game, when an opposition does kick two goals, three goals in a row, we need to be able to stem that flow and stem it really quickly. And it's not playing negative dour footy. Sometimes it still is attacking, but just having better method, working really hard, whether it be to block for each other or working hard into space to allow someone else to lead up. And rather than just at the moment, we're just really stationary and almost panicky when the opposition does get a roll on. We need to be able to combat that with really good defence, but also methodical attack that is still quick and exciting to watch.
Two best teams in the comp now, Geelong and Port. You hit the front against both of them in quarters where you played what I call the Crows way, which is attacking. Define the Crows way for me, Paddy.
Well, it's something we want to be relentless with our pressure on the ball. So as soon as we turn the ball over, we want to get it back as soon as we possibly can. We want to take, you know, calculated risks, but at the appropriate times. We don't want to, you know, the last quarter, we're attacking because we had to, but we want to do that early on in the game, but at the appropriate time. For us, we need to be outnumbering the opposition for whatever contest it is. If the opposition have three players, will the Crows have four players? And we're working together. When it's your turn to go, you go. And it's, you know, we want to be known as a team that applies relentless pressure on the opposition. We're just not doing that. For long enough periods at the moment.
But see, I don't think in this group's DNA, winning ugly is in your DNA. What's winning ugly? When have the Crows ever won ugly? You don't play Melbourne against Paul Roos, who's won ugly for 5 years, winning ugly, Paddy. There's the confusion.
I think sometimes winning ugly is, well, you're not, it hasn't exactly been your game plan. You haven't implemented it as well as you would have liked, but you've found a way to win. I think that's when I pitch a winning ugly, that's what I pitch.
Okay.
Things actually haven't gone to plan, but we've manufactured a way to win when perhaps we certainly weren't executing our game plan as well as we know we can.
Yep. Hey, Sando spoke candidly to us yesterday and he said he was brutal in the review. You weren't there, you were away. Have you spoken to the players since and what's the feedback?
Well, I caught up with Sando obviously before he had that meeting and I had to go and get a scan. The players are now on a four-day break, so it's obviously mandatory throughout the AFL now. When you do have a bye, players have 4 days to, I suppose, relax and recharge. But there's no doubt that the player group was incredibly disappointed with the performance that we put in. And we will stew on it over these 4 days. It won't be relaxed and go away from footy, which we'll certainly do, but it's still in the back of your mind. We need to play a heck of a lot better footy than what we've played in the first seven rounds.
So there were some brutal home truths. Now, there's one thing to deliver it, then as a playing group, you've got to receive it. Are you getting the sense as a co-captain you're going to receive those brutal home truths?
Well, I hope so. And yeah, you can receive it, but the most important thing is you actually have to act. You can speak about as much as during the week about game plans, how we're going to win, but if we don't action what we're speaking about, then there's no point talking about it. So for us, we need to action the things that we've spoken about, the things that Sando has spoken about in our meetings, the things that we've trained about. What you're judged on is what you deliver for those 2 hours on a weekend. It's what people talk about. It's what you guys talk about. You look at the product that we deliver.
Paddy, a lot of people remember the product from 2012 when it was a kick away from a grand final and ask, why is it so different? Is it meant to be so different? Is your product meant to be significantly different from what we saw in 2012?
I think the game changes, the game evolves. A slightly different personnel this season, and it changes with the players that you have. You have to play a different way when you don't have Kurt Tippett and Taylor Walker. But we can't keep, I don't think, as players, coaches, with fans, we can't keep referring to 2012. Yes, we want to emulate that sort of form, but the game constantly evolves, so we have to evolve with it. And I'm very confident that when we actually do implement our game plan, and we've done it for certain stages throughout this season, but just not long enough.
What does T. Walker bring?
Well, he brings that swagger, I suppose. you know, he has that incredible confidence. At the same time, you know, we're really excited to have him back if he does play. We can't afford just to put all our hopes and dreams on Taylor because he's coming off a 12-month injury layoff. And the knee reconstruction for anyone, it takes time to come back. But he certainly does. I think he does make people walk a bit taller when he's around.
Well, he fixed that structure in your forward line because it hasn't looked, even though you've kicked 20 goals, it sounds bizarre, but it hasn't looked great. Will he make an enormous difference just the way that setup is?
I think it's looked good at different times. We've sort of had our key forwards really perform well 1 week when our small forwards haven't. We've had our small forwards perform well when our big fellas haven't. So we just haven't quite all had it at the one day. But that's not just the forwards' fault. That's, you know, we are a team. It comes back to defenders. It comes to midfielders, how we're delivering the ball inside our forward 50. It's not just the forwards that have to take the rap for that, I suppose. So Taylor will make some difference. He's an outstanding player. He's one of the best players in the competition. So certainly he improves our forward line. He improves any forward line in the competition. But there's underlying things. It's not just our forward line that needs to improve.
Exactly right. And personnel is one thing, but I think spirit's the big thing. And team spirit, Tex will give you that. Dougie, you've missed him. He'll give you that. Rutten down back will give you that. Otten maybe around the mark. I'd love to see Lyon there. Maybe five changes with Collingwood. But most importantly, Paddy, are you going to be watching any tapes of McCaffer? Because he's going to be sitting right in your...
Hopefully he goes to Sloaney this week.
Oh, he could do too. He's been getting some heavy run widths.
Yeah, he has. Oh, look, we prepare really well for each and every opposition. I certainly go through plenty of tapes on who our possible matchups might be, on who my possible matchups might be. So I'll prepare for this game as I have for any other, and he certainly comes into those calculations.
Now, you're home, you're like me, and I'm happy to declare on 5AA Radio, and people would know it because I've been on air with AA for a lot of times. I'm a mummy's boy. There's no question about that. I'm a mummy's boy.
No question about that.
Paddy, you a mummy's boy? You're back there at Moggs?
Well, I'm a bit of a mummy's boy. Good. Kim Dillon actually been back with me for the day. He's flown back to Adelaide tonight, but we've been doing a little bit of work for Channel 9 today.
Oh, good.
So he's found out a bit of, I suppose, why I am a mummy's boy, but we've had a fun day, that's for sure.
Hey, will you get a surf in? Because you can't do that with a moon boot.
No, there'll be no surfing. It's pretty wild and woolly down here at Moggs at the moment, so it's very cold, so I might be watching the old boy, but unfortunately I won't be going out myself.
Paddy, we had a lot of texts coming through saying how brutally honest you are, how candid you are. That's why you're a leader. And you were. You answered all the questions. It wasn't good enough on the weekend. There is a chance to respond. Talking's over. Actions on a national stage. Adelaide Oval, sold out. Paddy, it is sold out and it is Collingwood. Don't get any bigger than that. Bring your A game. Hope that ankle's okay. I just didn't quite get... Please put it beyond doubt before we let you go. Rowie, I'm going to play on Thursday. Say it.
Rowie, I'm going to play on Thursday, and can I just thank very much, I mean, just how loyal and passionate our fans have been. I mean, I believe we have the best fans in the competition. They continue to support us and obviously continuing that for this coming Thursday. So, honestly, it makes a huge amount of difference to the way that we play. So, we need them there supporting us. So, hopefully, that we can play some better footy and certainly make them, I suppose, proud with the way that we're playing.
Well done, Paddy. Legs up. We'll see you when you get home.
Good on you guys. Cheers.
How good's that?
Brilliant. And a great message right at the end for Crows fans to hang tough with this team.
How good's that?
Brilliant. Absolutely
the
brilliant.
The two blokes Crows wanted to hear this week were who? Sando?
Yes, captain.
Patrick Dangerfield today. How honest is he? I liked how he answered that winning ugly. Winning ugly is not numbers behind the ball, scrap, congestion, you know, kick it down the line, brawl, kick it down the line, brawl. Paddy's saying winning ugly is just gritting your teeth and winning the damn game.
Absolutely.
And they did that with the Bulldogs. But 7 days from that, you dish that up the first half. That's where the disappointment is. The disappointment.
And he put all the questions beyond doubt about game plan and all that. So we know everything is right. It is now for the players to execute in the heat of battle.